From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. The streets of Argentina today. Thousands of anti-government demonstrators have clashed with police, and the president, Fernando de la Rúa, has resigned. NPR's Martin Costi is in the capital, Buenos Aires, and he joins us now. Martin, we understand now the president has left the palace there?
Yes, he has, Noah. Just a few minutes ago, he was seen taking off via helicopter. He actually had to leave from a rooftop helicopter, something that hadn't happened since Isabel Perón was forced to resign almost 30 years ago. The crowd cheered as he was seen flying off into the distance, and that closed the chapter on the de la Rúa administration 2 years early, halfway into a four-year term.
We were playing some of the demonstration sound earlier today. What was the day like there?
It was chaotic. It felt something like what I imagine it was like 30 years ago during some of the more violent protests here during the Perón era. There were some deaths. There was water cannon, tear gas, people running attacks against the police, being pushed back and going back and forth. Sporadically, violence breaking out pretty much all over downtown Buenos Aires. Shopkeepers had started the day hoping to do some Christmas business, but by about 3 p.m., everybody had pulled down their shutters, and some shops were actually broken into. One McDonald's is burning right now. Banks were broken into, and so on.
It's about the economy. People are angry and fed up with the government's efforts to do something about it. How do the government austerity measures fit in this picture?
The austerity measures, especially those of the last 3 or 4 weeks, were really the last straw in this whole situation. The government was desperately trying to keep the country solvent, trying to keep money from pouring out of a financial system that was losing credibility, and it imposed restrictions on how much cash people could withdraw from their bank accounts 3 weeks ago. That seemed to have really pushed people to the limit. At first, people seemed to be reacting calmly to that, but over time, especially about the last week or so, it was clear that this was no longer acceptable. Much of this economy, probably half the Argentine economy, is informal, as they say, off the books, and is on a cash-only basis. And this seemed to be worsening the economic situation, not improving it.
And later on today, after it was learned the president was resigning, what happened with the protests in the streets? What were you hearing from the people there?
It was a strange reaction. It had been almost a spirited sort of battlefield feeling for some of the protesters during the day, but as soon as the word started filtering through that he had actually resigned, it suddenly got quite subdued. The people were glad to see him leave, but many of them were quite pessimistic about what the future may hold. To a person, they all say all the politicians, all the possible new leaders are equally corrupt, equally unreliable, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of hope for the next step, whatever it might be.
Well, what about the possible new leaders, interim government, anybody standing there ready to take over?
The situation is complicated by the fact that de la Rúa's vice president resigned over a year ago protesting corruption. There is no vice president in Argentina right now, so technically the president of the Senate, a man named Ramon Puerta, takes over. He's a Peronist, the opposition party, and he will be provisional president. It seems as though they're probably gear up for some sort of special elections for president, maybe in a few months' time. That has happened before in Argentina, and that may happen again, but still very unclear.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank you.
NPR's Martin Costi speaking with us from Buenos Aires, Argentina.